This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your hidden power, a focus of what's going on with you and your life. A lot of people like to quietly talk about these sorts of things. There's not much on the radio for people. Once in a while, George Norrie deals with some of these things, and that's sort of a late night. There's a haven for late night. People think late night kooks pay a lot of attention to metaphysical things, to intuition, that sort of... I don't buy that, frankly. I have become quite a disciple of all of this because I think it's important for us to know that we go way beyond. You want to have a mind blower. I don't know how many of you saw this weekend. I meant to talk about it actually earlier, Kara, in our other incarnation, the DJV show. The fact that over the weekend, NASA announced that there is reason to believe. Listen, stop whatever you're doing. Listen to this for a second. That NASA believes through its work on understanding black holes in the universe, and the black holes are basically, they're like vacuum cleaners in the universe. They suck in everything that is around them, and basically the thought is that it all gets destroyed in what we have matter and then antimatter, and everything gets destroyed in the black holes. Well, the feeling is that before the universe that we presently embrace, if that's the right word, that supposedly somebody's figured out is, I think Stephen Hawking says is 19 billion years old since the 19 billion years since the Big Bang. Well, apparently now going on that research, it appears that there was a universe before the present universe, and there may have been one before that. So as there is no time, right, we think about it. I mean, think, if you can, this is what makes this so fascinating and why it's so important to put your mind in a place that's far beyond what it's used to thinking or going to a place that it isn't used to. Think about the fact that this universe was created 19 billion years ago and has no, it's infinity, no beginning and no end. But there must have been a beginning if there's truth to the fact that there was a universe before that lasted for billions, tens of billions, maybe more. And then before that there was, because there is no time, so it could have, I mean, good God. It's, how do you conceive of that? Very difficult concept. All right, let's get back to a little, maybe a little closer to home here. We'll stretch our mind, but we can only stretch it so far. Cindy Laura Renard is an international speaker on a course in being in having miracles, a course in miracles, author of A Course in Health and Well-Being. She's a visionary musical talent as well, spiritual life coach, has a master's degree in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. Now, I spend much of my time in Santa Monica, and I never realized that there was the University of Santa Monica up on Ocean. Is that where you... No, that's Santa Monica College, though, I think. Isn't it, Cindy? Do you live out there?
Hi, Doug. Yes, I live actually in the West Hollywood area, which is pretty close to Santa Monica.
Yeah,
you're right. It's near Ocean. It's different than Santa Monica College. It's a private school, master's program school. It's called the University of Santa Monica, and that's where I attended.
So how have we missed each other personally? Because I spend the winters usually in Santa Monica. I had three or four homes there over the years. Since 1993, I've spent my winters there. My children both live, one in Hollywood, the other one in Westwood. So sometime you and I need to actually meet. We'll have lunch somehow and figure out more of these things, because you have a fascinating CV, and you have obviously a lot of knowledge. How have you put music together with spirit? How has that worked for you?
Yeah, I've always been drawn to spiritual, uplifting, inspirational type music. And it's just something about the way it helps me connect to source. I've always been drawn to very high energy, if you want to call it that, music. And so I found myself starting in the pop world and then gradually, as I shifted, my spiritual path shifted and I became more interested in spirituality, my music started to follow, started to shift.
Yeah.
Became deeper. Yeah.
Well,
I connect that.
Yeah, there's a deepness here that we can't avoid under any circumstances. So this is a good place for us to sort of start with your Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles teaches what? What are you teaching people here?
A Course in Miracles, for people that don't know, is a purely non-dualistic thought system. It's a channeled work, and let's make no mistake about it, I won't hold back. The Course, the voice of the Course, which is a channeled work, the voice is Jesus coming through, came through a woman named Helen Schuckman back in the 60s. She took notes, took everything down. So Jesus is a voice, and he's really teaching in the Course what he was teaching 2,000 years ago. So I just wanted to kind of start with that because it'll help it make sense as we go along, that, you know, Jesus was teaching forgiveness, teaching a non-dualistic thought system, which means that there's only one reality of the seeming two worlds that some of us believe. There's the world of God and then the world of man.
What do you make of what I just said a few minutes ago before you came on of the existence of the universe, or a universe before this universe and a universe before that? How do you look at that? The energy, the whatever the uniqueness is of that, if it's a being, the energy, that which is greater, far greater than we are. We can't even wrap our heads around that. I don't think we can. Do you think we can?
It's hard to wrap our heads around the idea because we believe so much in time, in linear time.
Mm-hmm.
And as you stated earlier, it's hard to even conceive that there's no time.
Right.
The mind can't really go there. So it's really an experience. And that's what, of course, Miracles directs us towards, an experience that there's actually really no time. Time is an illusion.
But how can that be? We get older. Why, if there's no time, why are we getting older?
Well, it's explained to us that this is a script. It's like you know when you have a dream in bed at night, and I think most people probably could relate to this. When you dream in bed at night and you wake up from a dream, the dream can feel very, very real, very solid. And sometimes you wake up and you feel, well, I feel like that really just happened. Well, the Course is explaining that this is also, it's like a script, it's like a dream. The world is like a dream. We're dreaming it. We've made it up. And it's the false world. It's not the real world. Oftentimes, people who have near-death experiences actually experience that the spirit world is the real world, and this is the dream world.
Well, I remember somebody who was very close to me a few years ago. We were very cozy at the moment, and we were talking at the time about human beings and spirit, and the fact that we were spiritual beings in a human body. But the spiritual being part of us is something that we kind of can grasp, life and the five senses and that sort of thing. But then how do you put into perspective a spiritual being when you can't really remember? It seems counterintuitive. Why don't we remember our past lives so we can grow in each of the incarnations that we find ourselves in? That, to a lot of people, but maybe we're just linear, it's linear thinking. Is that the problem?
Yeah, we're very much caught up. We really do truly believe that this is the only existence, at least many of us do. I mean, and I did too, you know, growing up, that this is all there is. And so what a good question, because how then do you realize, or even if it is a dream, how do you wake up then from that? Or how do you get connected? Well, we're all following this script. And there's no way we can really veer off that script. There's nothing that's happening that's not supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind is.
But how do you?
The
people get sick, or you get involved in relationships with people, and you love them, and then it sort of falls apart. And I mean, there are a lot of people from the practical point of view. Why do these things happen? What are we learning?
We are learning, first of all, that there's a distinction between what we think we are, which the Course calls it the ego. Most of us live with ego. Mm-hmm. We're basing our whole lives and our thinking with the ego. And when we do that, we suffer. Because the ego is really the idea of separation, that we believe we're separate from God, we're separate from each other. And that's a false idea. That's an illusion. How you come to this realization over time is through experience. Just your day-to-day experience. Everyone will come to the realization that there is something more. We can't really judge the time frame of that, but everyone will come to that. Because that is already built in our nature. The truth is built in our minds. The truth meaning what we really truly are in reality. You know, perfect spirit, one with God. That comes to every mind, every being when they're ready to accept that there's something more than just this physical body. And there's really no, and most of us are thinking with our egos. That's what really causes us to suffer. That causes pain in all our relationships because we're still believing in that we're separate. And so we want to make ourselves different and special and unique from other people, that we have something maybe they don't, or we need to get something from them that we don't already have because we don't already feel fulfilled. There's an inherent sense of lack built into the ego system. And most people operate from the ego without realizing it. But once you realize that, you can practice a change of mind, a change of focus, a change of purpose.
We beg the question then of how do you make those changes and address that. Let's talk about that in a moment or two.
Sure.
Cindy Laura Renard is here, author of A Course in Health and Well-Being, My Hidden Power, Your Hidden Power, all of us joining together to sort of get the message here. Here's a message that doesn't require as much thinking. It's more doing on your part, taking yourself to your computer, logging on to MyPillow.com and signing up for a better night's rest, because the most comfortable pillow in the world comes from MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Visit now and take advantage of all the specials and all the things that they have. Great promo. Use that promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, the same day, thousands of dogs in shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paw Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Yeah.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Coming up in a few minutes, our weekly visit with Uri Geller, also our psychic scout. Mary is going to be here, and then we'll have Maria, the astrologer, talking about this full moon that we have this week. We're here to stretch your mind. Having a flexible mind makes navigating life much easier because you're not thrown off course as easily as others. Although I would say to Cindy Laura Renard, who's the author of A Course in Miracles and A Course in Health and Well-Being, some of these concepts that you're explaining are extraordinarily abstract. And so people have to really get into the weeds, it seems to me, Cora, Cindy, to really understand what it is that you're saying. They have to be willing to change and to understand how to either be changed or to take the action themselves, because these are totally new circumstances. And so when you talk as you do in, and I say this lovingly, abstract terms, how do you manage to bring people into the fold? How do you get them to understand these relatively complex things that you're explaining?
Yeah, this is actually quite a process, this non-dualistic system of the course, again, which I didn't write, but I do teach it. I do teach it. And what drew me to it, Doug, was, you know, I think because this will help maybe explain a little bit the idea that this is sort of a lifelong path. Once you get on the path of the spiritual thought system, which is really about, is really about undoing the ego, you know, the false sense of self, you know, and again, when.
But how do you recognize you have that problem, Cindy? Isn't that the place you have to, you have to be willing to go inside, and most people are not willing to do that.
That's a great question, and one of the ways you do recognize that is that at some point, sometimes it takes something really jarring, something that has to kind of shake you awake, and it could be something that you're going through in your life of, you know, it could be something traumatic, it could be something, whatever it is, that helps you kind of wake up and motivates you to go within.
Yeah, that's what did
that's
it for me. I did
really.
It. Well, I started the journey to understand myself about 35 years ago, maybe 30, more than maybe almost 40 years ago. And it has worked, and the energy has continued to grow as I experience more, I don't want to say problems, but opportunities, more experiences of life, life and love and life and the reality of what are you doing and why are you doing it and how are you doing? Are you having any impact? I didn't think I was having much impact, but apparently I am.
Yes, you are. Big impact.
Yeah. And so that part of separating myself from my ego, this isn't necessarily always good. Ego can pull you down as well and take away from that which you ought to naturally give yourself credit for.
Yes, it can. Yeah, the ego can be pretty vicious, actually. And, you know, once we recognize, you know, that that's when we, anytime that we feel bad, we feel not peaceful, we feel we're suffering in some way, that does come from an ego-based thinking. And we do have control over our mind. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
We have control over how we're thinking about things, how we're interpreting things, how we're feeling. We might not always feel we have control over what happens in our lives, but we do have control over how we're thinking about it. And that's the real power of this message. Of course, we can change our minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is. That may be the best part of understanding your mind is bigger. It's a sort of a play in a manner of speaking on the old thinking that we only use 10 or 12% of our mind. You might want to check out Cindy's website, cindylaura.com, cindylaura, C-I-N-D-Y-L-O-R-A, all one word, cindylaura.com, to get sort of closer to these ideas that she's explained to us here in this past half hour on Your Hidden Power, 28 past the hour.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 has arrived at Sprint. For a limited time, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. It's the fastest Note ever, and you can get it on a network built for unlimited. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is also perfect for gaming. Take your Fortnite skills to a new level with the largest battery ever seen in a Note. Along with a 6.4-inch edge-to-edge infinity screen and stereo speakers, Galaxy Note 9 also features a smarter camera and a mightier S Pen with remote control. Make the switch to Sprint right now and get the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $20.83 per month after $20.84 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results for remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today. Pronounced regionally as chowda. Chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The American flag at the White House back to flying at half-staff in honor of Senator John McCain, whose funeral is Sunday. The flag was lowered after McCain died Saturday, then raised, but now it's been lowered again. The Arizona Republican had a contentious relationship with President Trump. Leaders from both parties pushed to have all American flags at all government buildings at half-staff until McCain is buried Sunday at the Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland. In other news, the president cuts a deal with Mexico and it sends stocks soaring.
They used to call it NAFTA. We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
As for the market, the Dow up 259, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Stretching is the theme of our Your Hidden Power show today. I'm Doug Steffen, now along with Uri Geller, mystifier, motivator, mind master, having a lot of attention in Europe and the Middle East given to him. As a matter of fact, I just saw something about you being on television, but you're always on television, so it probably isn't anything new. I know what it was, but I think we talked about last week, that Turkey, the guys from Turkey that were filming your new, the museum that you're doing there and how it was connected to the old Ottoman Empire, right?
Yes, correct, but you know, I was also, I know I'm showing off now, on CBS The Morning Show on Sunday.
Oh, right. Yes. I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, this was about the CIA and the American government getting involved with their parapsychological experiments and how they use psychics to help them discover.
That's an old story, Uri. Right? That's been around. You have been known around the world for having done that for what, 30 years, 40 years? How long ago did they start doing that?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, when they rebroadcast the show, it means that the ratings the first time were very high,
yeah.
Which means people are interested, so they rebroadcast the same show. I think it was last year. And they showed it again this Sunday. But nevertheless, you told me that you couldn't open a video I just sent you.
Yes,
and
that's
this
true.
Show is about the power of the mind. But I sent you a little clip of a mosque, and at a certain time in the day, I think it's 4 or 5 times a day, there is a prayer, a call to prayer, which is called a muazzin, where a Muslim, probably somebody who has a good deep voice, does a call for prayer. In the olden days, they used to go climb up on the, you know, on the steeple,
the tower,
of the minaret.
Yeah.
It's called a minaret, and there were no microphones, you know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago. So they kind of used to shout it out and pray out loud. But today you have huge loudspeakers, so you can hear these prayers. I actually like them. I live in Old Jaffa, and there are quite a few mosques spread around. And whenever the call for prayer comes up, you know, as long as you're not right under it, because that can blow your ears off. But if you're kind of, let's say, a quarter of a mile away from it, it's very, very beautiful. So I filmed that and I sent that to you. And, you know, the power of prayer is immense. Power of prayer, the Jewish prayer, the Muslim prayer, the Christian prayer, the Buddhist prayer. I'm a great believer in the power of prayer. And a lot of people who actually are believers, and let's say they're ill, they're not feeling well, the power of prayer can cure sometimes. Lots of doctors will tell you that it's a placebo effect, but it doesn't matter what it is.
You know what the problem is, Uri? Here's the problem. With doctors and lawyers and people who have a certain bracket around life and their understanding, they understand and know one thing, and they don't want to, and they're not comfortable expanding their mind. So when things this weekend, this is what I really wanted to get your thought on. The Hawking's Institute, which was developed by Stephen Hawking, and have long said that, you know, the Earth can't sustain itself and the universe will blow up and it'll go away. There is a collaborative work being done by NASA and these people at this institute, which has not necessarily proven, but suggests strongly that before the universe that we now have, which may have started with the Big Bang 19 billion years ago, there was another universe that was just like this one, and before that there was another universe. How do we even wrap our minds around thinking in those terms when we seem to spend a lot of our time thinking about the mundane sides of life? I mean, think about the fact, using your mind, that can you even do that?
Well, you know, Doug, although I always say that our brains, our minds are the most powerful computers in the universe, but there's something that is called infinity. You know, the figure eight lying down, that's the symbol, a universal symbol of no end. And when you can't even fathom what no end means, you cannot understand infinity. Infinity means that there is no end to inner space, even in inner space, and there is no end to outer space. And when I say inner space, for instance, when you write with a pencil and you look at the tip of the lead, you know, the lead object that writes on the paper, just imagine that inside there is no end of universes. You can travel into inner space and it'll never end. And exactly the same with our cosmos and universe, there is no end. So yeah, you're right. It's very difficult even for our minds to comprehend, understand, and bewilder about what is no end. This is why I'm such a huge believer in other universes and parallel universes. I'm a huge believer in life after death. Energy cannot be destroyed. Therefore, life continues. So I believe that we will enter those realms of infinity when we pass over to the other side. And that's where my mind is at. I can't, you know, don't explain, don't complain.
Don't explain, don't complain. That's a good motto to have, actually. It is so different. We try to, because maybe that's the ego. We want to know, because everything revolves around us. One wonders why God gave us whatever that power is that's greater than we are, the whole notion of ego. You ever think about that?
Yes, of course. I think that we as human beings and animals, it is buried in our chromosome system, in our DNA, our characters, our personalities, our own auras, our energies. And that, that's kind of has strung with ego. But hey, in the bigger picture, Doug, let us all open our minds and believe and maybe pray. And if you don't believe in the power of prayer, then meditate. Look at it that way. Meditate, send your mind out into outer space, bring back positive information, and your life will get better and better.
Yep. All right. Words of wisdom from Uri Geller. His website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, here on Your Hidden Power. I think the current Your Hidden Power Show podcast focuses on a conversation that I had with psychic Vincent Jenna, who explains to all of us how to overcome false self-lies. He found himself blessed with a keen psychiatric and mediumship ability when he was a kid. That came with a lot of responsibility, and he realized that quickly. Every time he works with a client, he doesn't forget that he holds their souls in his hands while he's working with them. He's a practiced hospice clinical social worker and explains those experiences in the current podcast, having worked with about 500 patients to transition from life to death. And so it's a really very interesting focus on the falsities of life, if you will. Uri Geller on the current podcast talking about how we can change the negative forces in the universe for the betterment of our planet. Our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, answers my question, do spirits attend their own funerals? And Maria Francesca Trilogy explains the number 8. All of those in the current podcast of Your Hidden Power. We continue with the aforementioned Mary O'Malley right after this.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and 5 times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
All right, time for us to expand our minds even further. Happy to have with us Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley. Find her website, psychicscout.com. A lot of people go to her. I've used the term today, Mary, mind stretching. Trying to get, I don't know if you heard the lady was on with us earlier on, and then subsequently I was talking about with Stephen Hawking's or Hawking's Institute, the broadness of our reality and yet our lack of comprehensive ability, and especially where we are dumbing down in America anyway, everybody's becoming dumber as far as I'm concerned, whatever that term means, dumbing down, just not as smart, not as aware. And so one wonders if that gets in the way of efforts for people to use folks like you, because you do have to stretch your mind in order to get out of the five realms of things that we can physically touch, seeing, hearing, speaking, touching, that sort of thing. So do you find that that gets in the way, people not wanting to stretch their minds as much now as maybe they used to?
Yes and no. I do feel that a lot of people are trying to get back to or examine or get to know that part of themselves. You know, we have so many things that distract us these days. We don't have quiet time. You know, we've always got something going on. So that makes it hard. But, you know, the people that are calling me are, you know, looking for that stretching of the mind, so to speak, that tuning into that other sense of, you know, being connected to the universe or God or however you put it. But, yeah, it seems like they're either really looking for it or they're completely shut down and intend to stay shut down. You know, they're...
Well, it's easier, isn't it? You don't have the challenges of expanding your mind, adjusting to the world that you may not know. Thinking about even the concept of, if I use the biggest example, what I just said about the mind trying to envision a universe that has no beginning and no end, but yet it came about 19 some odd billion years ago using our measurement, and then before that there was another universe, and the one before that, it just has always been and apparently will always be. That's something brand new and almost impossible for us to deal with, because we think of everything as finite, so the beginning, the middle, and the end, right?
Right. Well, yeah, because it looks as though, being human beings, that our experience of life is finite. So it's not like we're here for hundreds of years and have plenty of time to meditate on this. But it really doesn't take much. It only takes the intention and a little bit of quiet time, you know, to get in contact with that.
So how do you teach people to do that? Is it meditation? You're a psychic. So do you put people, into not trance, but you hypnotize people from time to time. You did it with me. So what does that do for our minds?
It does expand. It gets rid of the distractions, and it puts you into a place where your awareness expands. It's like with hypnosis, the person being hypnotized looks like they're asleep, but they're actually hyper-aware for the first time. They're aware of more things, of different things, of information that they have access to that they're generally not aware of.
You know, one of the things that I think that my biggest problem is being in denial. Even though I embrace all this stuff, I want to believe it, I still think that sometimes I'm affected by other things in my life that have had more power over my mind than these have, thus being in denial. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know, we're here as human beings, and I think, you know, human beings just are all battling that. The just trying to stay in the ego, so to speak, like you were talking about, especially nowadays. I don't think it was always that way. So hopefully we're all expanding and getting the sense of that.
Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.com.
Hey, everybody.
everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On Your Hidden Power, the focus on, we're continuing the mind stretching thing. Our favorite astrologer, I say ours, I should say, I'll personalize it, mine, Maria Francesca Trilogy, whose email address is astrologer4yourlife@gmail.com. Anybody who doesn't get that and wants to get it, we probably ought to post it someplace, actually. We ought to post how to get with all these. You know what, Karen? That's actually a pretty good idea. We should put on the website how people can reach all of these folks, especially Maria and Mary O'Malley for readings and help and that sort of thing. Because this is a very great, it's an honor to have these people here, and a great opportunity for you to tap into the mind of somebody like Maria, who, in terms of astrological understanding, gets questions from people all the time. You're going to do a seminar later this month too, right? What are you teaching in the seminar?
Yes, I'm going to do a basic astrology workshop. It's going to be all day.
Yeah.
And hopefully people will be able to get their own charts, and or if they already have them, bring them, and we will go through the basics that at least people should know, those things about themselves astrologically, so they can have that understanding of the influence.
People are always
excited about those.
Yeah, people are always asking you questions. Who will I marry? What job should I take? How's my health? You try to answer questions for people. Can you do it just in general, or do they have to be specific questions? Ask me, a lot of people who practice as you do, say, give me a specific question, and I'll give you a specific answer. Don't give me the general stuff, because it doesn't work. You agree with that principle?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Don't ask me general questions like, how's my health?
Yes.
That doesn't go anywhere, and it's a waste of time, right?
Right. Well, how's my health? Well, you're going to have to tell me a little bit about yourself, and then I'm going to want to look at your astrological birth chart, because there is a specific area called the sixth house, or, in the circle, there's 12, like, pie-shaped, right, areas.
Yes.
And house number six, or area number six, governs our health. So depending on what sign is there, what sign rules that area, or if you have any activity going on in there, will be very indicative and important. And I love to be able to explain to people what kind of a health picture I would recommend for them based on that.
Right. What do you do to protect or save your health based on the information that you get? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So let me just back up for a moment. The moon this week is very important. You always are, obviously because of astrology, looking toward the heavens. What do you see when you look at this week's moon? Is there a general feeling for everybody now that we're out of Mercury being retrograde? What's the new moon? What's this full moon represent?
Yes, the full moon is actually peaked yesterday, and then the effects of it would be yesterday, today, and somewhat into this week. And this full moon in Pisces, which is a water sign, really has to do with our redirecting our emotional response to situations in our life that have been somewhat troublesome, so that we can reassess their value, how we are reacting to those situations, and what we can do to change it.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds pretty abstract.
It sounds abstract because when we think of energy, we have to really pay more attention to our emotional response to things. And, we all respond emotionally most of the time.
Well, that's the ego we were talking about earlier with the other lady. It's all about your responses are based on your own ego, aren't they?
Yes.
It's all ego. So leave your ego at the door. Maybe that's the first thing to learn from with all these sensitive people that are around us. Maria Trilogy, whose email is astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight with the help of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.